way of making games exciting. It's not something that we want to get in the habit of doing. I thought we started off slow again. And I thought the game changed a little bit in the second period and the third period. I thought we were quite a bit better. I thought we did some simple things that we tried to get done. We got them done. And the result was good. Well, I thought we passed up shots in the first period. I thought we turned pucks over in neutral zone. And clearly our objective was not to do those things. I think those were the changes that we made. We got a lot more pucks to the net. The play by Fro Leek was a really good example of changing things around a little bit for us. You know, got the puck turned over, got it at the top circle, fired it at the net, bounced over to Jokinen, went in the net. So that was a good indication of how things needed to change. And I thought that our neutral zone play was a lot better after the first. Just we had too many turnovers. We had to get pucks behind their D. And the game was very, very heavy, especially early. They won a lot of battles in the first period. We were better in the second and third, but they were a heavy team, and they can see why they've had success.
Heavy seems to be the word that was tossed around this morning after previous game. We had to play a heavy game, and then again, post game now. Is that an adjustment to this opponent, or is that the way we want to play all the time?
The way we want to play? Well, we knew that they play that way. That's what brings them success. So, you know, we have not learned how to completely win and get in the playoffs yet. So we're learning to do the things that are necessary to do that, to get in. And the one thing that teams do that have success is they can play heavy on pucks. And you see that. And I thought we saw that tonight. So if you want to get to the playoffs and you want to try to have success with your group, I think that's an important part of managing the puck, however you want to call it. But you know, we didn't manage it great early. We did a lot better later. We did some good things in the game. And then in the second, third period, I thought we'd battle a lot harder and had a little more success in those areas.
Talk about Sherba, having his first game in front of the home crowd. He seemed to be performing extremely well and played a ton of minutes, a lot more than maybe some of us would have expected.
Well, Jacob, he did. He played a lot of minutes. We're relying on him. You know, I thought, the game he had in Edmonton was a very good game. Tonight was a little different, a little different game for him tonight. So, you know, what can you say? He's a young guy. He's going to have these nights. And on our team right now, he's relied upon. And you know, I thought he had a lesser night than Edmonton. Well, there's not too much of a message you're going to give the guys. You know, first thing you can't do is start panicking. You know, I think we, you know, obviously when it gets to 4-1, you want to start playing the right way. But if you're going to get into penalty trouble, you're going to have some problems. And you look at their power play was 10th in the league last year, and you know, one went right through us. We didn't block any lanes on both of them. Lost the face-off, got kicked out of the face-off. You know, that's the recipe for some tough things. And we're walking right into those things. You got to stay out of the box, you know. And you're walking right into it. You know, so right away, we just had to settle it down a little bit. And our face-offs would have been a key. You know, we didn't have a great night in face-off circles, so there's some challenges ahead for us. But we did a lot of good things in the game. You know, we had some good games from a lot of people. You know, The Scheifele line, Jokinen line again, going pretty good. So we had some good production from players.
Were you happy with the change you made
on Jokinen line? Yeah, you know, I thought it went good. You know, I thought that Tangredi had showed poise in front of the net, had that one opportunity, that one flurry there, made a good move, a good play, and made a good save on it. It was a pad save. I thought it was good. You know, we'll see if we're going to stay with it, but I thought it was okay.
Does it matter if it's the Kings, or does it just matter if it's the Kings?
Well, you know.
Just because
the Kings
said it's a test.
Well, it's a test because it's a decent team that's, you know, ranked fairly high, I think, from a ranking of wherever you want to look at. You know, they've got experience, and from that standpoint, it was a good test for us because we have an opportunity to see if we can play first a tight checking game. And the game was fairly tight there for a while. If you take the first period out, we weren't you know, great there, but we were okay in the second and third. We started to take the game a little bit on some of the things we did. So for me, we had to respond in some ways, and we had to get back to playing the way that we need to play against this team. So for me, I thought that our guys proved that, you know, we can play this way, but it's going to take a lot of work. And I thought we did that for two periods.
What's your assessment of Bufflin after two games, and are you seeing anything different from him this season so far?
Well, I think Dustin's been very good for two games for us. I mean, I thought the pair of Enstrom and Bufflin was very strong for us tonight. Logged a lot of minutes, played against some key guys, and I thought that Dustin really managed the game quite a bit better. You know, for me, played big, played physical, he was strong. He did a lot of good things, moved the puck, had good outlets, you know, got shots through to the net. I thought he did a lot of good things in the game. I'm happy with his two games. It's a little bit more of the consistency we're looking for.
You guys, thank you.
Thanks, guys.